comes from the book of 2 Timothy. Oh, you already know that by now. 2 Timothy, we've been working our way through very steadily and surely Paul's last will and testament to his young friend Timothy. Paul is in Rome, 1,000 miles away from Timothy, who is in Ephesus, and Timothy needs to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, you then, in light of the spiritual landslide that is taking place all throughout the Roman province of Asia, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others also. That was 2 weeks ago. Now, last Sunday's message, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all of this. That was last Lord's Day. Now the text for this morning. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. We will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Heavenly Father, how we praise your name this day for the reading of the Word of God. We praise you for the preaching of the Word. And we would ask that the Spirit of God might be our